This is University of Maryland news for the week of February 14th through the 18th. From the news desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. University officials told the College Park City Council this week that Campus Drive will remain open, even though keeping that commitment could have significant implications for the proposed Purple Line. Frank Brewer of Facilities Management said they will make the Purple Line work without shutting down Campus Drive. As of right now, University President Dr. Wallace Lowe has yet to voice an opinion on the status of Campus Drive. However, he has shown strong support for the Purple Line. President Lowe announced this week the appointment of Dr. Ann G. Wiley as Senior Vice President and Provost. Wiley is taking over for Nariman Farvardin, who will step down at the end of this month and prepare to assume the presidency of Stevens Institute of Technology. Dr. Wiley is a professor of geology at the university and will be provost from March 1st through June 30th. The university will install more than 2,600 solar panels on top of the Severn Building on Greenbelt Road after being named a Maryland Energy Administration Project Sunburst Initiative Partner. The grant aims to promote renewable energy systems on public buildings throughout the state. The 631-kilowatt system will produce about 792 megawatt-hours of electricity each year. This project is the latest in a series of efforts by the university to achieve wide recognition as a national model for a green university. University archaeologists have discovered that the 1785 Y Orangery has a hidden West African face. Located on Maryland's eastern shore and the only 18th century greenhouse left in North America, the Revolutionary Era house was made famous through the autobiography of social reformer Frederick Douglass, who lived there as a young man. Excavation leader Mark Leone said the archaeologists unearthed a symbol used in West African spirit practice, a furnace that regulated the greenhouse temperature and African charms, among other things. Leone also said they found evidence of agriculture-related experiments, concluding that slaves were doing much more than manual labor at the Y House. The 2011 Recycle Mania tournament is well underway, and despite being number one in the state last year for most overall tonnage of recyclables, the university wants to place in the top three in other categories as well this year. Coordinator of the university's Recycle and Solid Waste Program, Bill Gadidas, said the friendly statewide competition, which runs from January 23rd to April 2nd, is important because of the awareness it raises for recycling.
It's a fun thing to do. It's a good thing. It's a positive thing for the university and for our environment.
Gadidas also said here at UMD, they strive to make recycling as simple as possible.
We recently converted our collection system to single stream, which allows everybody to place all of the recyclables in one bin. You no longer have to separate the bottles and cans and plastic from the paper and cardboard. It can all be collected together. So that ease of collection has helped increase our participation.
During Recycle Mania, Gadidas said the university will host paper cleanout events called paper purging parties every Thursday, and they will provide collection carts for different campus buildings each week. Recycle Mania's first paper purge party will be next Thursday at the A.V. Williams Building from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Engineering Annex, Kim Engineering Building, Energy Research Building, and Potomac Building will also be paper purging that day. Coming up at the University of Maryland, the President's Commission on Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Issues is holding a town hall meeting on Friday at 3:30 in the Prince George's Room of the Student Union. Information from a national research survey on the climate for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered people in higher education will be presented and discussed. The survey seeks and encourages feedback from the University of Maryland community. Tom Schuler, known as the Watershed Guy, will give a lecture on the new Chesapeake Bay Total Maximum Daily Load Regulations. TMDL is essentially a pollution diet that impaired waterways such as the Chesapeake Bay are put on in order to restore their water quality standards. This clean water seminar is sponsored by the University Plant Sciences and Landscape Architecture Department and will begin at 6 p.m. in room 1140 of the Plant Sciences Building. And finally, Maryland Day is quickly approaching, and April 30th will be here before you know it. To plan your day at the university's annual open house, visit www.marylandday.umd.edu. That's the news for this week. From the University of Maryland News Desk, I'm Ashley Westerman. Have a great day.